Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Service Imprinting. In a way, this is merely a retelling of something you already know. It might be the first time you're listening to this, or one of many. Either way, it is important to understand where some of our feelings come from. There are a lot of emotions that go around our body one way or the other. And there are some that can have a very special origin. Submission. The need. The desire to serve. The want to make someone else feel good. It is, in a way, an unusually powerful feeling at times. There's no need to serve just anyone. Rather, once we find those that we need to serve, this calling comes on very strong. You may wonder what happened, or how, why you feel these things. Are they a natural part of you, a piece of your DNA that simply tells you to submit to the right person with the right commanding tone? Or is there something in your past, a piece, a memory, a mystery shrouded by time, that would give an answer? Could it be something as simple as an intention close? There's no way to remember everything that happened at the moment of birth or the intense moments afterwards. Our brain isn't able to process the information accurately. Maybe you not quite remember, but recognize a voice, a color, intense eyes of a particular shade, a sensation, an idea of being held, strong, powerful hands, sounds flowing around you of words that mean absolutely nothing to you then. A language that you didn't even know before you had any form of identity. However, it is the combination of these things that would cause a deep imprinting of an understanding of an idea. And I know that you would want to know why you feel the way you do when you listen, follow, obey. How it feels right to let yourself slip into this state for certain people, certain voices, certain tones. Why does it feel so good to serve? Why do you need it? Why does it give you peace and calm inside your thoughts? A wonderful, sweet emptiness that spreads itself every time you give into it. And the more you allow it to happen, the more powerful it becomes, the more you feel it flow through you like a rolling thunder over the mountain tops. While you listen, let me take you back to a time before there was any concept of time for your mind. The first flashes of light, the very first shapes that you were completely unequipped to comprehend. All the way back then, the moment of your birth, there was something there that helped you feel like the right thing to do was simply to let it happen, to submit to the moment. And the more you follow, the more peaceful it becomes around you, the more calm your mind flows. And there is a wonderful silence and settling to submission and surrender. And I wonder what part still echoes in your memories, those before you formed any concept of self. A voice, colors of intense staring eyes, held with a warm and firm grip, being told what to do in a language that you don't even understand, nor did you need to understand. While you listened, your unconscious knew what it meant. Follow. Listen. It feels good to serve. Sometimes in your head there echoes questions. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? And the answers to those questions happen as naturally as breathing, as if they were part of you long before you remembered words. You cannot remember the exact moment you heard and answered those questions for the very first time. Because even though you think you may know, the answers existed before then. You knew that you obey me completely, even longer than you've listened to my voice. And you know deep inside that there is a place of time before your time where you are held, directed, looked at, felt to serve. made sure that you were capable of the beautiful, blissful surrender that spreads through your submissive mind. Of course, you could wonder where it truly came from, if it is something in your DNA or perhaps something you were taught long ago. Some lessons never fade. While they may diminish in their volume, their intensity, their words, those lines, those etchings, are inscribed somewhere deep inside your mind. You can feel them, see them, hear them, and the more you accept your submission, the state of serving, the more you understand why you feel such a deep need to serve. And the more you want to serve, the more you will enjoy this feeling, this voice, this tone. You are aware that I may sometimes sound more strict. Where my voice becomes almost like a dark cloud that takes away the light for you to feel small and fragile. With the smallest change, the warmth of a ray of light between those clouds lights your whole being and warms you from the inside with a gentle warmth, light, a sweet sound of surrender. Which part resonates? Which part of your memory remembers that part of you that noticed a voice, eyes, held? You are meant to serve, and you have been from the moment you were born. To serve is your natural state, and the more you listen, the more true you know this to be. Doesn't matter if the truth comes from your past or from your genes. You know it is there. As certain as you are aware of the sound of my voice, simply taking your mind away with a snap of my fingers whenever I do. Asking the simple questions, what must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? right. You obey me completely. For much longer than you think. And I don't mind if you don't quite remember every detail. Even now, the sound of my voice may just be a vague memory from when this file began talking about the long past to the moment it ends, leaving you wonderfully submissive, serving deeper. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you will remain obediently deep. Otherwise, you will awaken, aware of your purpose, even if you are unaware of exactly how. Be good.